An award-winning documentary on a girl's passion for soccer is coming to Australian shores to raise money to build a sports centre for her isolated community in Nepal, while improving equality for women in the village. Bianca Banchetti has more.
Sana Kylie is an internationally award-winning documentary canvassing the story of a 13-year-old pursuing her passion for soccer, despite insurmountable challenges in rural Nepal. But this is a film with a mission, to raise enough funds to build a residential school and sports centre for their remote village in Magu. The area is in northern Nepal, 3,500 metres high, with no roads and no airports. The area has a life expectancy for women of 39 years, and men, 44 years. The film's director, Vajas Bhatt, says he was inspired by the girls' story and how they are changing their community's perception of women.
Struggle against their families, their society, the struggle to play football. In despite of all that struggle and hardship, these girls managed to defeat all the odds and win the national championship in Nepal. Then their family came to know their worth. Then they say, "My daughter is not less than Messi." That is what I have tried to capture in this documentary.
Only 9% of girls in the area are literate. And at a time when most girls in Australia are getting an education, roughly 65% of 15 to 19-year-olds in Nepal have already gotten married. Producers Good Neighbours Nepal and Mr. Bhatt struggled to make the film, given its location, conditions, and attitudes against women and football.
It was very difficult for us. The documentary was on women's football, but their families would not allow them to play football. These girls faced huge obstacles to play. Now, one girl's house is on a hill, and the other girl's house is on a hill. But to travel from one house to another, it takes either 1 or 2 days. It was very difficult to even form a team.
Despite the odds, the team, made of 30 girls from the area, went on to win the national championships last year. Mr. Bhatt says that even small events have the power to change people's perceptions. Sega Lawani, coordinator of School Kasaki, a not-for-profit organization operating under UNESCO Nepal, together with Good Neighbours Nepal, are bringing the documentary to Australia with the aim to raise money to build a sports centre for the Magu community.
See, what I want to tell to the public is this is a true story, a documentary, a life story of a girl who comes from different community where the community's fight and value is against her passion, but, you know, she motivates the community and she wins. And I think that, you know, we need to support these type of people because she is actually giving an example, and we have to help all those girls because there might be more in that community who have their passion, but, you know, they can't explore their passion just because of the community barriers and then, and lack of the resources. I think we need to support them.
Mr. Lawani aims not only to support the girls in the area, but the community at large.
I have worked out about $15,000 to build up a good quality sports centre where it will have, you know, all kind of sports available to those students who is going to study on that school or that residential school. And my motive is to not only letting the students to access those sports centre, but also giving it access to the community where community can get more benefits.
He says Sana Kylie's story will motivate Australian young people to pursue their own passions.
The thing is, it's all about is the motivation. And then we know that in our youngsters, we need motivation. The Australian public can learn that, you know, the girl where she does not have any basic needs, also if she can do this, we can do much better. You know, because we are in a developed nation where we have we are equipped with any source of resources that can, you know, give us the access to sports, access to education. If the lady from the far rural area where, you know, she does not have anything but still she explores her passion, then I think the Australian community can learn that, you know, we can do much more things in much better way.
The documentary will premiere in Sydney at Wyatt Park, Lidcombe on September 11th. And all proceeds from tickets sold will go to building the sports centre.
And that story was by Bianca Banchetti.